Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, when we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we're gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesday. Ooh, wee.
Yeah, you know how we do it. Wet, wet Wednesday. Yeah, it's about to get sexy. We open up the lines in a little bit. 424-243-9649. Use your pinky finger if you're sexy.
Time to time, no midnight ride. I should free your mind. You're everything I like. Maybe this can't wait. I see it different. I might make you
like
how I'm doing my thing. Why every time I thought I found someone, shit just ain't the same. I don't wanna give up on love.
Nah,
I got more in store for us. I lit my room just for you. I stop making a baby room. Cause you are close to perfect. Girl, my love is good as it's gonna be. I'm not playing around with you. Baby, my love is true with you.
I should give you all that you need. You've been more than special to me.
You.
I should give you all that you need.
Whatever you need. Time, knowing I right, I should free your mind, and everything I like.
Maybe this can't wait
to see it different.
I can make you
I should give you
Jagged Edge, that's called Special. And if you listen right now, yes, you are special to me. You dig? So, all right, we're going to keep it moving. Wet, wet Wednesday, where we play the R&B music to help get you in the mood. We got some sexy conversation coming up in a little bit. One of the topics that we're going to talk about is, what do you look for in a mate? I got a lot of comments on Facebook. So, all right, we're going to get into that. But for now, I believe her name is Dani Lay. Featuring Tess, this is called All I Know. Wet, wet Wednesday, the R&B music to get you in the mood. DJ E Monster. Monsters Radio Live.
Burning my feet, I'm compromised. And I've been by your side. But I need space.
don't stay around.
I ain't in the hurry.
Baby, I just came right now, came right now, came right now.
I ain't in the hurry.
Baby girl, I need you now, need you now, need you now.
Oh, gotta get this paper, paper. I'ma have to chase it down. Baby, we both know.
The vibes are being set right now. Monsters Radio Live. I got another track for y'all. Then let's see. Maybe I'll open up the lines and see what y'all got going on. Maybe even take a couple requests. So up next, I got Tammy Rivera. This is called All These Kisses. I think y'all gonna like this one. Ladies, if you're out there, snap your fingers two times, clap your hands once, stomp your feet, and give me three kegels and holla out DJ E Monster. Wet, wet Wednesday. Tammy Rivera, All These Kisses. Ooh-wee music. Wet, wet Wednesday. Hump day music to get you through the week sexually. Let's go, baby. Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesdays, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. This is Raven Justice. It's called I'm On You. Big shout out to Nerve DJs. You dig? Keeping us definitely fully supplied with all the hits. Let's go.
I don't want no problem. No problem. We just about to have a little party. See you early in the morning. Cause you ain't going home. I'm on you. Show you, girl. I'm on you, girl. I'm on you, girl. come through. Baby girl, you know what's up. I just get the money, won't fight. Hella jealous. What you got, it on sale. What they got is on sale. You on the wave, gon' sell. I put my hand on her hip. When I dip, she dip. For real, I gotta get her back to the crib. That you keeping it, $100 bill. Cup full of drink, I hope it don't spill. Ayo, man, weak, that nigga need some milk. We ain't gotta speak, you know what it is. I know that you a freak, you know that I'm a player. Three.
I don't want no problem. We just about to have a little party. See you early in the morning, cause you ain't going home. I'm on you. I can't get me. Don't be quick, shorty never with the same chick. Rubbing you, I'm catching feelings, I'm starting to change quick. Cause I want you, and you should want me to.
Let me go ahead and get into this monstrous radio weather report, tell y'all what is going on in our little hot spots. And I got some independent artists to spin for you guys right quick. A couple more are from Minneapolis, some are from Texas, but we'll get into that in just a little bit. But just to let you guys know what's going on here in Minneapolis, it is 79 degrees. The skies are clear. It's real nice here. Great day if you're trying to do something on hump day to get your hump on. Is a great day to go for a walk. You dig? Just have a great conversation. In New York, it's 79, clear skies, ATL. It's 85 and partly cloudy. Make sure if you go on a walk out there, bring that umbrella. LA is 79 and cloudy. Looks like London, looks like they got it's nighttime there. It's 63 and clear. Paris is 69 and clear. It's nighttime over there as well, so it's a good night to leave the windows open and the curtains open and just let the neighbors learn what it is. You dig? So, all right, if you're in an area and you want your area announced here on Monstrous Radio on our Monstrous Radio weather report, let us know who you are, and we're going to shout it out and say that's where you are, and we'll say where your weather spot is. Just send us a message at monsterusradio@gmail.com, and we'll make sure to add you to our list of cities. So, all right, let's go ahead and jump into it. This right here is a dude right here. I met him personally. Woo! He really, really gets it in. He goes by the name of Just Will. This is his track. It's called Can't Wait. Ladies, you're going to like this one. This is one of them 2 a.m. panty dropper type songs. If you hit them up, let them know. Hey, Will, we heard your music on Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesdays with DJ E Monster. And it was, ooh-wee, I almost called in on your ass. Let's just hear the music. Let's go. Just.
I know it's early in the morning, but your body's got me yearning. I can tell by the way that you're wanting. So baby girl, stay off that fronting, yeah. Sit back and shorty, ease your mind as I take you on a ride. Well, I can tell you a natural high. You can tell that I know the heat right. So what would you do if I were a star from your ankle? Creep up to the thigh, to the point that you wanna let go. For me, you're gonna give it up. Just like Rocky, I'm gonna wanna serve you up tonight. Tonight, yeah. Hey, yeah. I cannot wait to get inside. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do.
Yeah, panty dropper, Wet Wet Wednesday, DJ E Monster. Ooh-wee. love me. Oops, my bad. Where, man, a song give me every time. I'm just saying, almost threw my drawers through the phone. It is what it is. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. You know how we do it around here. We're a sexy conversation. We play sexy music. I like to play only the R&B music, but I'm getting some requests now for some different type of music that's not just R&B. They want to hear some sexy rap music. You know, some real lovers type stuff, but hey, let me know how y'all feel about it. Hit me up, monstersradio@gmail.com. Let me know if you want to hear some loving hip hop music. You dig? Some of the things that we're gonna talk about tonight is one of the things, well, this is what set me off today when I came up with the thing, what are you looking for in a mate? You dig? I'm gonna read some of the comments on Facebook. And what the people said, but this is what got up. Now, this lady, she called into the show a couple times. She was from St. Cloud at the time, and she made food. You dig? So she called in and was telling us about her food business. But she posted this morning, she put, find someone that wants you as much as you want them. Now, that was one of the realest things that I've seen in a couple weeks on Facebook. So I was like, you know, I'm going to have to talk about that tonight. So big shout out to Chevy Faye for posting something that I would like to talk about here on the show. So, I mean, how do you guys feel about it? Find someone that wants you as much as you want them. Now, technically, how I was brought up from my father, you know, he taught me one thing, because there was one time in life, you know, I had to decide between two girls like me, you dig, and I couldn't figure out which one I want to make my girlfriend. You dig? My dad had that real man, the son talk, and he was like, look, son, I didn't understand it at the time, but this is what he said. He said, don't choose the one that you want. Choose the one that wants you. I didn't get it at the time. I was like, that don't make no sense to me. Shouldn't I choose the one that I want? I'm saying, I'm a forever like her. Da, da, da. I didn't get it, but now I understand it. You dig? And so I can meet her there with what she's saying, because you want to find somebody that likes you. Don't find, if you had to choose between somebody, two people, there might be one that you like because she's beautiful and all that extra stuff. She might be more prettier than the other one, but the other one's into you more. That's the one you want. You want the person that's into you the most. Why? Because that's the person less likely to step out, do those other things, because they're really into you, not because of your fashion things or your status or something else like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, I like that post. But the initial one is, and I think we got a couple minutes to go before we get to that part of the show, is what do you look for in a mate? That's what the question is. So I'm going to play a song. Matter of fact, I'm going to do a throwback. For y'all just for a hot minute for y'all. And then when we come back, I'm going to open up the lines and I'll tell you the answers that I got on Facebook. So check it out. This is my throwback for tonight. This is Kelly Rowland. I know y'all's like, oh, which one? This is called Ice, Monsters Radio Live. That's how we gonna do it. So check it out. Here we go. We're gonna open the lines right after this. 424-243-9649. You gotta use your pinky finger though and press 1. It's about to get sexy. So, all right, relax for a little bit. This is how we gonna do it. Come on, Kelly Rowland. Pull that ice out. Running down my chest. Hit them nipples. Don't judge me. Pray for me.
She's been purring like a kitten, craving your love. I've been counting down the days, you've been gone a little too long. Patient. Now, when you
my navel and watch what I do at your ass. That's my favorite angle, my legs are numb now. Your loving be giving me chills.
Shake that ass just like dice, baby, you hot. And I'm Tunchi, I beat that cat. Animal cruelty, I'm calling in your man. He should be your ex. Now throw that ass back like we're playing pitch and catch. Fucking right. And all you hear is what's my name, Michelle Pussy. Sweet tooth, roll to see if you all what you eat. I'm so pussy. I'm skating on that ice. I put it in her windpipe. We do it till we both exhausted. Twin pipes, pillow under her stomach, the other pillow she bites. Would you like anything? Cause I'll do anything you like. I make her freeze up, pick her knees up. She want a maid, nigga, watch me clean up. I know where to put it, I put it in her life. I leave that pussy smoking, smoking like ice.
I see it, feel so the pillow
right
underneath my back, got me up against the window.
Right,
we ain't got no shame, we going in.
He hates it when I use my hand.
He got me saying like, damn, my man knows what he's doing. The mirror up on the ceiling got so visual, and pain ain't never felt so right. Yeah, it comes again. My body going numb, hot as ice can get enough.
You ever try to sing a song while having sex? I'm just saying. Can you imagine trying to sing that one? I'm just saying. It is what it is. It's a whole different emotion. So, all right, let me get my background music up over here, and then I'm going to tell you guys about what they posted on my Facebook. I finally got some requests or some comments. It's unbelievable. She usually posts something. She get a whole slew of things. I post something that's like, I don't know, tumbling tumbleweed up in there. But today, I got quite a few people, we're going to talk about it. All right, let me see. Where's this background music? Let's see. Here we go. Where's something that's not too drowning out my voice? So I think we're just going to have to go with our normal one around here, and here we go. So all right, check it out. So I already told you guys what I talked about earlier. Basically, what do you look for in a mate? When you're out searching, for another person to have as a companion, whether you're looking for a life partner or whatever you're after. What are you looking for? What are some of the traits that you're looking for in a person? That's what the question is. So, all right, let's get over here to what the people have commented and what people have said. Now, these are actual comments, people. So, all right, check it out. All right, now, I always try to start things off because I notice when I say something, just to set it off, people don't become so shy. Maybe that's what my problem was before. So this was my first thing that I put up when I put up the thing about what do you look for in a person. I put number one thing for me is morals. There's no respect, no honor if you don't have morals. You dig? And I strongly believe that. I mean, a person with morals ain't going to be the person to be doing all that extra cheating, all that other stuff. because they got morals. They feel that they're bigger than that. You know what I mean? They'd rather end the relationship and then start out with somebody else compared to trying to do that old funky stuff, trying to jump from one, still be in one relationship, and then trying to ease into another one, and then becomes the drama. So that's why I said that. So I, this is what another person put. I'll just say Ryan. I won't say his last name. But he put strong morals with no sacrificing of them at all. Substance in conversation. If we can't have an intelligent conversation along with healthy debates, then it's a waste of my time. Sexy in what I consider to be sexy, goals and ambition, her own group of friends so she can hang out with them to get out of my hair a little. All right. So I can see what he's saying, you know what I mean? Especially when he's talking about, you know, can have an intelligent conversation. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard when you can't have a healthy debate with somebody. You know what I mean? I mean, we can't debate about it. You're just going to be mad. Now you ain't going to give me none later on the night because we don't agree about Trump or something. Something silly. You know what I mean? So, it's always good to be with somebody that you can have a debate with because that's mind stimulating. That's a sexual part. A lot of people don't understand mind stimulation. Sometimes when you get into conversations like that, it can turn a woman on. So, all right, here we go. Cold Peace, I don't know if you guys remember her. She called into the show, I think, once or twice before. She also has her own show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not for sure if they're still airing right now. I know they were rebuilding their show, things like that. But her name is Cold Peace. You can definitely Google her online. Make sure you check her out. If you connect with her, let her know DJ E-Monster from Monsters Radio Live sent you her way. She put respect, honesty, and maturity. I think the respect and honesty, I think we put that in the other part, but that's a great thing right there, maturity. Do I need to say more? If I do, you might be a little immature. But maturity, yes. Hey. I'm telling you, man, you end up with somebody who's a toddler. Them is the people that when y'all break up, they start putting your pictures out there, some stuff y'all might have private. Y'all trying to turn each other on at some point. Y'all was really good in a relationship. They putting all your business on social media. They writing stuff on your car, all that other stuff. Somebody with maturity would be like, look, you know what? I'm not even going to do it all. I'm not going to do all that. That's just too much extra. It's a waste of my time. I'd rather just, you know, sit here and gather my feelings, get myself together, and move on. That's just what it is. You dig? So I'm going to call her Kim because that's her name. You know, we have Electrifying Kim, but this is not her. This is another Kim. I don't know what else to call her right now, so we're just going to call her Kim. She put in there honesty. Hey, apparently honesty is the number one thing that people are looking for today. So, hey, you liars out there, you might want to fall back a little bit. People ain't looking for you right now. So, check it out. I got my homeboy Mustafa. Sorry, bro, if I said your name wrong. I know you're by your government, but I ain't going to do you like that. So check it out. He put on there, he probably one of the people on here that kept it like 10,000. I mean, like, he didn't hold nothing back. He came from a straight male perspective, and he's letting you ladies know straight up what he's looking for in a woman. But before I tell y'all what he said, let's go over here. I think I got a friend over here on the line. Is that you? Miss Unbelievable on a wet Wednesday?
What? This is I. This is me. This is she, the queen, Miss Unbelievable. Yes.
That's what's up. Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm doing okay. On this beautiful day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we talking about the post that I had put up about what are you looking for in a mate. I ran down my list here on Facebook. I got one more to go.
Okay.
I told the people before, this is one of the straight directive from a guy. So ladies, pay attention. You dig? You might learn something from this answer right here. I'm just saying, he kept it just all the way out there, like. I couldn't even be mad at him because he just put it out there. He almost did it like, what's his name? Dude with the book. The guy with
Steve
the mustache.
Harvey.
Steve Harvey. Yeah, he did it like that for y'all. So, ladies, get your notebooks. This is what he's looking for in a lady. This is what he put. Now, I put, my thing is morals. Brian put morals, intelligent conversation. Cole Peace put respect, honesty, maturity. Kim, she put honesty. And Brumman came out here and kept it 100. This is a Steve Harvey answer. He put big titties. That's what he put. Big titties. LOL. That's my homie. I knew him since we was like, hey, like before junior high school. You dig? I'm just saying. I love my friends. I'm just saying, I love y'all. Big salute, bro, because, hey, I got a kick out of that at work when I read that. He just had to come behind and just keep it 1,000 for everybody. So, so we're talking about what you're looking for in a mate. I mean, did you see the comment earlier? Did you have time to marinate to come up with an answer?
Absolutely.
Or should we play
yeah.
some music? Oh, okay,
no.
You got one. Okay, you got one.
Absolutely.
Okay, what you got
yeah,
for?
Yeah, I saw that earlier and I shared it. For me, it's compatibility, compassion, communication, and connection.
Huh. Now, see, none of them hit, a few of them didn't hit up there. Like, compatibility. Oops. Did we forget about that, people? And then another one you said, oops. Compassion, like, for real, like, if you want somebody to be sensitive with you, to be super romantic, to think about your feelings, all those things, if you getting a dude that just don't get no fucks, he don't take care of his kids, he don't respect his mama, all he do is, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, he shows lack of compassion, he kicks the dog. I mean, come on. Pay attention to certain things that people do when you're sitting around them trying to get to know them. But I love that compatibility. Because I tell you, that's one of the first things I do. You dig? Because, hey, I'm a whole laundry basket. Somebody a handful? No, I'm a laundry basket. You dig? So we got to be compatible. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm feeling you on that. I love your answers. You know what? I'm glad you work here and because I think you have the best answer, but you're unqualifying for a T-shirt.
Oh, dang. I can't give it away. I think Ryan get it. Ryan or Mustafa, because those were the right answers. You know, 100, and I mean, the other one just gave some – in more input, but I mean, seriously, physical.
Right.
When I think of tits, I think of physical. Physical attraction, because that's the first thing you see when you're meeting someone. You're not looking for no compassion, connection, none of that. You're looking at the physical. Is she tangible to my eyes? Can I look at her all the time? And I must say, that's how I chose my baby daddy. I ain't even gonna lie. I was like, do we make good kids, and can I wake up to you every morning? And I'd be like, oh, what the hell is wrong with me? I'm just saying.
But, hey, you're right. That's the realest answer there is. That is the realest answer there is. I mean, even though there are a few people, I have met people like this now. I have met people like this, but majority of people, they don't go out and say, I'm going out to look for me an ugly, ugly old kookamo. You dig? No, nobody say I'm going out looking for somebody ugly. I'm going out looking for somebody who ain't got no booty, who got bee stings, a pigeon toe, and thick ankles. You know, I'm just saying. Don't nobody go out like that. What they say, I'm looking for somebody beautiful, got a nice shape, and pretty feet. That's what they looking for. Keep it warm.
Uh-huh.
The first thing people look for in a mate is that attraction factor. Now, don't get me twisted. Now, there's some people out there that ain't after that. That's some girls that be looking for what they call them, cat daddies. All that be go chasing after the old men. You be like 90. She be 27.
Right.
Like, really? Okay, obviously, you are not after physical attraction.
Right.
You after the Washingtons
after
and Benjamins.
Absolutely.
Right. But majority of the people, when they go look, that's the first thing. It's what they see. It's what they see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's see. I did have something else sexy to talk about, but now you are here. I'm all excited. I don't forgot what it was. Oh, man. It is what it is.
It'll come back to you after this song. It'll come back to you after the song. Watch. It'll come back.
Right. Not only if I had a song.
Oh, my.
Awkward.
But, literally, like, though, attraction. Let's go there. Attraction.
Mm-hmm.
What attracts you? Like, what is the first thing? And then we're not talking about, you know, intelligence, blah, 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 blah. No. What's the one thing that when you look at a woman, you be like, oh, yeah, jeez, that's it.
Are you asking the people or are you asking me?
People, you can call in 424-243-9649 and answer that as well. But I'm asking DJ Monster.
Can we play a song first and come back to
you
it?
You found one? Did you find one?
Yes,
you
I found one.
One. All right, okay, y'all. Marinate on that, y'all. We all gonna marinate. Come back. What attracts you to that mate? What is that one thing? Not 50,000, y'all. One thing. One. And press
one
when you want to talk. Just one thing.
Okay. Check this out. This is Hometown Talent. This is Mike D. Cole. He did an interview with us on us a while back. Go check out the archives and you will find the interview. This is called Nothing But a Towel. Uh-huh. Ooh-wee music from the Twin Cities, Minneapolis to St. Paul.
We love y'all. Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
I like it when you get your hair done. All fancy up in them stiletto pumps with the red bottoms. I like it when you wear them tiny jeans that fit your curves so nicely, baby. That excites me. I'm a sucker. Short skirt girl, see your legs when you walk across the room, it almost hurts, girl. And I love your accessories, handbag, jewelry, makeup, flawless like Maybelline. I realize it ain't all about what you wear.
None of those things enhance your real beauty, I don't care.
I like it down to your skin, it smells like flowers, fresh out the shower. Nothing but a towel on. Skin is still wet, even if I'm upset, can't say no. Nothing but a towel on. About to get stretched out, no part of your body will be left out. Nothing but a towel on. Now I can't take my eyes off you.
Eyes on a towel on.
Your body shining like it's new.
But it's all
wrong. And it's still wet. Even if I'm upset.
she called Nothing But a Towel. Now that's some sexy music. So all right, we bringing it back. Let's see, where was we before we dipped up out of here?
You was gonna tell us that one thing that attracts you to that female. And I will give my one that attracts
okay,
me to
my one. Okay, my one thing that can catch my attention, that's all I can say. That's all I can really say. It'll draw my attention. You dig? To make me may want to talk to you to investigate what I like about you. You dig? So, now naturally, I wanted to say just a cute face. Not keep it 100. The other piece that I'm going to say, it can X the cute face out. Because I'm saying there's some ugly people out there with some beautiful personalities. You dig? I know I met a couple of them. And this is how we got to that point. Now, I know this is what it is. My thing for me is hips. It is what it is. I love me a set of hips. Them curved hips. Oh, my goodness. Especially got that little walk. Well, she's always switching. It is what it is, but it's hips for me. I don't know where the blessing came from, but it's hips for me. You dig? She ain't even got to have no big booty. It's just hips. Just don't turn around. You dig? Just let the hips give me imagination. There might be a big booty back there. It don't matter, but for me, it's hips. That's my thing. Okay? Okay? Don't judge me. Pray for me, and I'm going to pray for the hips. So, all right, so, I mean, what's your thing, that one thing that you would
literally,
see?
Literally. Oh, my gosh. Like, literally, this has been my kryptonite since ever. I like legs. Like, the bow of, like, if you have bow legs, oh,
mm-hmm.
my God, I'm in love. Like, I would do, my eyes would go past your face all the way down to
mm-hmm.
your legs. Like, they would be like, excuse me? And if your legs, like, are not sexy, like, there's just the sexiness. And then when I get to walk in, okay. And then with that confidence, yeah, I'm done. I can stare at a man's legs before I mean, you could have an ugly face. I'd be like, whoo, them legs, though, Jesus. But that face, but whoo, them legs, dog. Y'all see them legs? Yeah. Girl, them legs. Ooh, that face, though, Jesus. Ooh, but them legs. Yes, hunty. Yes, so legs are my kryptonite. Yeah, bad.
Okay.
Oof.
Now, I've always heard women say that, and I always wondered what it was. So, I mean, I never had a chance to ask nobody till now, so I'm going to ask you. I mean, what is it about bow legs? I can't even explain myself because I'll be honest, I like bow legs too. I mean, what is it about bow legs that turns people on? What is it?
I think it's maybe the curve and the how it's usually like, you know, a person with bow legs, they have this walk that it's like I'm a stallion. Like, I am the black stallion. I'm the man. It's like the confidence. And their stride is just amazing. Like, I'm not, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I ain't trying to be funny, but, you know, someone who, you know, has, you know, whose feet kind of walk in, they slide their feet. Like, it's not,
mm-hmm.
You know, they're just, it's the walk and it's the stance and it's the stature that the bow legs, you just, it draws your
mm-hmm.
eye because there's like that opening and you're like, ooh. Okay, so we know that the thing is just hanging right down, just bam, straight into just right down the middle. Like,
you
hey, go. Right down the middle. So you ain't no going to the side. Hey, it ain't no moving to the side. You know, you can actually visually, the visual of the three is just amazing. I'm going to keep it 100. Like, tonight is keep it 100, like, so for real. So, you know.
Oh, I love you, but I can't deal with you tonight. She said, because, okay, You know what? We're just going to play one more song before we get out of here, because we got a push track that we got to push. And we're going to come back. We're going to end the show. We ain't going to judge y'all. We're just going to pray for this woman. Unbelievable. This is Elijah J featuring Corey. This is called Release. Yeah.
Came in here broke, yes I. Came here to drink, yes I. Came here to coke, yes I. Don't wanna think, yes I. Don't give a girl, I just need a release, need a release, need a release, yes I. Came in here broke, yes I. Came here to drink, yes I. Came here to coke, yes I. Don't wanna think, yes I. Don't give a girl, I just need a release, need a release. I've been picking up possessively, but I'd be damned if I let them see. Always keep it like the tight, no up and testing me. They hate it, gets the best of me. Always weighing me down, quicksand on the ground, yeah. So I'ma fly to pink, my issues. Cause there's money to be made, what's the issue? So I'ma drink this tonight, hit this lick and get paid. Give a f*** about what you say, oh how I felt when I was with you. Came in here broke, yes I. Came here to drink, oh, yes I. Came here to coke, yes I. Don't wanna think, yes I. Don't give a need a release, need a release, need a release, yes I. Came in here broke, yes I. Came in to drink, yes I. Came in to cold, yes I. Don't wanna think, yes I. Don't give a girl, I just need a release, need a release. I've been feeling like a shell lately. I ain't been feeling like myself, baby. Ain't no high, it's just crash, but up in 80 gets the best of me. Always weighing me down, quicksand on the ground now. I'ma fly to pink, my issues. Cause there's money to be made, what's the issue? So I'ma drink this tonight, hit this lick and get paid. Give a f*** about what you say, oh how I felt, cause I still love you. Came in here broke, yes I. Came here to drink, hey, yes I. Came here to coke, yes I. Don't wanna think, yes I. Don't give a f***, girl, I just need a release,
release.
Need a release,
release.
Need a release.
Came in here broke, yes I.
Came here to drink,
yes I.
Came here to coke,
yes I.
Don't wanna think, yes I.
Don't give a girl, I just
need a release,
need a release,
babe.
Keep it to myself, they don't understand me. Don't know that I be cold. Keep it to myself and hope that it don't kill me. Cause I be going through
lost, 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 lost in my thoughts. Okay, cough, 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 all my thoughts away. Pops told me, hold your head. Ma told me, it's okay. Girl said you broke my heart. World said you really changed. I really did. I got the pressure of a man when I'm just a kid. Problems that I always hid. Problems that I should face, but should. It's some different sh- good if you with the sh- good if you different than all these other snakes in the grass shedding different skin. Ever since a slave, I've been plagued with depression. Ever since I prayed, I've been playing with progression. But I'm still afraid of the change I'm addressing. Never get it back like this, but I sure can't try. Koi way too fly, say otherwise you a damn lie. Even though I'm in the skies, always gotta wear these skies. Yeah. It's the pain that I hide. Yeah. Sorry mama, I tried.
Yes I
came in here broke,
yes I
came in here to drink,
yes I
came in here to coke,
yes I
don't wanna think,
yes I from
you,
girl I just
need a release. Need a release,
yeah.
Need a release.
I just
came
need,
in here broke.
I just need some
came
peace.
Came in to drink.
Came
need
in to coke. Don't bother
don't
me.
Don't wanna think.
Yes, I'm taking one more shot.
Need, need a release.
Need a release. Need a release.
But I sure can't try. Say otherwise, you a damn lie. But I sure can't try.
Oh, yeah. Look, I thought I had my mic open. So, all right, that's Elijah J, the speech and choir. That's a track called Release. Big shout out to Nerve DJs. It's a push product around here. So, people, please make sure you connect with this young man and let him know that you heard him right here on Monsters Radio Live. We will be doing an interview with him coming up here real soon in the future, so make sure you stick tuned for that. But you can find him on all social media, whether it be Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. Just put in I am, I-A-M, and then Elijah J, E-L-I-J-A-H-J, and you'll find him. You dig? That's on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Make sure you let him know you heard him. He's a Nerve DJ Push with DJ E-Monster on Monsters Radio Live. And, yeah, let him know what you feel about the track. So, all right, let's see. We're on our way up out of here. Let's see, Miss Unbelievable. You got any last words on a wet, wet Wednesday? Any advice for the people to do tonight, maybe for their lover or something?
Advice for the lover, stay connected.
Ooh. I like that. Okay. We're going to leave it just like that. Get it? So, all right, y'all, tomorrow's Karma Cafe. We'll have a guy who's calling in tomorrow, PJ Agnes. He's actually, I believe he's going to be mayor, or he's running for mayor. It might be, I'm not even going to try to say what city is. Tune in tomorrow. Talk to him. Ask him some questions. He's going to talk about police brutality and things like that, some things that need to be addressed, some real issues. And I think people might need to hear it. I think he might, I'm put it out there just in case, it might be Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center, but somewhere out in that suburb area, I believe it is. But tune in tomorrow, Karma Cafe. We got a guy talking about the changes he wants to make and what he should be seeing. So that's going to be tomorrow night, PJ Agnes, right here, Monsters Radio Live, Karma Cafe. So, all right, let's see. Shit. Peace. I'm about to here. I got things to do. Wet, wet Wednesday. I hope you get some. That's my advice. I hope you get some. It is what it is.
Good night, y'all. Love you for listening. Mwah.
Yes. Be shows, baby.